Poland, mass protests against abortion ban. Christine Thomas, Socialist Party Executive Committee. Tens of thousands of women have taken to the streets of Poland in an uprising against living in a female hell. The Constitutional Court has effectively banned abortion, by ruling it unconstitutional in cases of severe fetal abnormalities. These accounted for 96% of the just 1,100 abortions that took place legally in the country last year. With placards declaring, "I wish I could abort my government," demonstrators have come out in their tens of thousands, not just in Warsaw and major cities, but also in the small towns that have been bastions of support for the ruling PiS, Law and Justice Party. They have been joined by miners, farmers, LGBT protesters, and other angry groups. If the PiS thought that an attack on abortion would act as a diversion from its inept handling of the COVID pandemic, the opposite has been the case. Defying coronavirus restrictions, the abortion protests have become a lightning rod for the immense social discontent that has accumulated against the reactionary government, including over COVID. In 2016, the government was forced by mass street protests, which inspired movements of women internationally, to back down from its attempt, using the Catholic Church, to criminalize abortion. This time, under cover of COVID restrictions, the PiS bypassed Parliament and instead went through the Constitutional Court, packed with its cronies. Even before the court ruling, Poland had one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. Only 10% of hospitals carried out legal abortions. Now, all abortion is criminalized, except in the rare case of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is under threat. As one protester said, "Women are being turned into human incubators, tortured and forced to give birth even to a dead fetus." According to women's organizations, every year 80,000-100,000 Polish women leave the country to have an abortion. So it will be working class and low income women who don't have the means to travel who will be especially living in hell. More action on the 28th of October. Protesters organized a nationwide women's strike with mass street demonstrations in 400 towns and cities, and numbering over 400,000 demonstrators in total. And 2 days later, over 100,000 jammed into Warsaw's streets to express their anger with the ruling PiS government. The next step, along with organizing more mass demonstrations, should be industrial action, including a 24-hour general strike of all workers and an escalation, if necessary, to demand that the reactionary court ruling be overturned. The movement must demand that all women have access to safe abortion, and that the economic resources be made available for healthcare, safe contraception, affordable childcare, and so forth. This would enable women to have a real right to choose when and whether to have children, and to do so free from poverty and religious interference. But the movement has the potential to go much further, drawing together all those who oppose the PiS government's attacks on women's rights, LGBT rights, democratic and workers' rights, and the economic effects of the COVID pandemic, laying the basis for a mass party that could fight for the interests of workers and all oppressed groups in capitalist society.